So how are Christians supposed to discern when two prophecies for 2024 start to coincide with one another, and how do they discern how to move forward with them? Well, we'll find out. Also, what are some of the signs and warnings from a biblical perspective about the Great American Eclipse? Also, is America the modern-day version of Nineveh? I'm James Lasher with Charisma News, and today we're taking a look at the top stories of the week from CharismaNews.com. At number 5, we have 2024 prophecies. What do the lion, bear, and dragon have in common with Goliath? These are two prophetic words given by Dutch Sheets and the prophetic voice of Joseph Z. Sheets said that this year would be the year of the dragon, the bear, and the lion, and Joseph Z had a word that the lion, the bear, and Goliath were coming in 2024. Click the link in the description below to find out more. At number 4, we have the SBC removes more churches for abuse policies and female pastors. Recently, the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee has removed more churches from its denomination. The church has been removed for having a female pastor, Reverend Katie McCown. This falls in line with their disassociation and disfellowship with Saddleback Ranch in California. The link is also in the description to read more about this article. At number 3, we have signs and warnings, the 2024 solar eclipse, where Messianic Rabbi Kurt Landry takes a look at the upcoming celestial event, the Great American Eclipse, and looks at it from a biblical perspective through the biblical lens. And he talks about how there is much prophetic urgency in the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8, 2024. At number 2, 11 YWAM missionaries were killed in a tragic accident. In a heart-wrenching incident near Arusha, Tanzania on February 24th, 11 missionaries from Youth with a Mission lost their lives in a tragic accident. This brings with it the hurt and despair that comes from losing loved ones, but also the joy in knowing that they gave their lives fulfilling the Great Commission as commanded by Jesus Christ. So make sure to keep them and their families, along with the community of Youth with a Mission, in your prayers. Coming in at number 1 is America the Modern Nineveh by Pastor Jensen Franklin. In this, he discusses the similarities between the ancient city of Nineveh and America today, and he also explains how fasting and prayer can bring America back from the precipice the same way repentance did with Nineveh. All the links to these top of the week articles are listed in the description below. Make sure to like and subscribe and leave a comment, and share this video for your friends and family. I'm James Lasher with CharismaNews.com. God bless you.